Hey there, and welcome to episode 201 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today, we're starting continuing Government Month with Conspiracy Week by looking at one of the oldest conspiracy theories in history, the reign of Emperor Nero. When someone mentions the ancient Roman Emperor Nero, they often talk about his negative reputation. After all, he persecuted the early Christians so badly that some of them believed that he was the Antichrist. But does he actually deserve the bad rap? When you try to understand history, it can be hard to sift fact from fiction. Especially in ancient days, historians didn't always know what they were talking about. Back then, historians would often romanticize or just make stuff up to fit their personal agendas. Not that we don't do that nowadays. One such ancient historian is named Cornelius Tacitus, who wrote a book called Annals around 120 AD. The book served as a biography of many Roman emperors, including Emperor Nero. In it, Tacitus describes all sorts of dastardly deeds Nero did to secure his place as emperor. In one story, Nero plotted to kill his mother, Agrippina. He invited her to a fancy resort on the water, and he knew that she would have to reach it by boat, so he made sure that the boat was sabotaged to sink before it reached the resort. As if that wasn't enough, he sent out guards to make sure that she was actually dead. When one of Agrippina's ladies-in-waiting called out for help, she pretended to be Agrippina, thinking that the guards would save her because she was Emperor Nero's wife, or mother. Instead, the guards beat her to death with their oars. One of the most famous conspiracy theories involving Nero has to do with the mysterious burning of Rome. Whole swaths of the city were burned to the ground. Some reports claim that Nero was standing on a balcony watching the city burn while laughing and playing an instrument. Whether or not this is true, we'll never know. What we do know is that barely had the fires been put out, that Nero bulldozed all the wreckage aside and built a new palace in its place. Nero blamed the whole thing on the Christians, but his mysterious behavior in building his palace immediately following the fire has led many to speculate that Nero himself started it to make room for his little summer house. Thanks for tuning in to episode 201 of the Daily Brainwave. You can send comments about the show to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Conspiracy Week by looking at the real national treasure.